Hey everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, and welcome everybody to today's podcast. Now, I've been doing a lot of teaching on the podcast, and really, you know, a lot of very specific human design work. So this week, I'm going to talk about something that that's come up for so many clients this week. I was talking on my 4-week intensive live call this week about this. I was talking to a number of my one-on-one clients this week about this. So we'll get into the subject of today very soon. However, first of all, of course, just want to say thank you. I've had a number of people reaching out for the Gates PDF. I'm so glad that I can help you with that. So enjoy the gift. If you are interested in the mastermind, we will be launching round 2 very soon. So you can go and join the waitlist in the show notes if you'd like to. Otherwise, just reach straight out, get in touch, as a number of people already have, to have a chat with me and find out a bit more about the mastermind and getting on that wait list and potentially on the mastermind team. Other than that, I just want to say thank you so much for everyone who's been reaching out on Instagram this week and all the incredible love notes on the podcast. I'm really grateful to all of you for letting me know these things, because what you've all done is really helped me understand my superpowers. You know, I'm open in the G center, which means finding my purpose. I'm doing an inverted commas in here that you can't see. Finding my purpose was very much one of my challenges, that human design has now given me the way to know my purpose and to heal the conditioning that I had that said my purpose had to be delivered, or I needed to know it in a very specific way. And human design has definitely taught me to understand, to pay more attention to, you know, though, that being a manifesting generator, being that the external opportunities or the things to respond to that have really helped me find my purpose. And I've always known that I'm a teacher. I've always known that I'm a coach. It's something that I've done from a very young age. But what you guys have all really helped me understand, my listeners that have reached out, the people that are on my mastermind, my one-on-one clients, my 4-week intensive crew, the one message I hear over and over and over again is that I make the complicated simple and implementable. It's all about the how. And this is absolutely my story. You know, as a kid, I felt like I got left behind because I didn't understand what was being taught to me. I now know as an adult that there are so many gaps in education. People teach knowledge, but they don't teach execution. And that is my superpower. That is my purpose, to teach you all how you can execute and implement and integrate. So it's not just some, you know, esoteric theory or discussion on energy. It's actually a way of life that gets you results. So thank you everyone for your feedback, because you guys are such an important part of my purpose, of my life, of why I'm on the planet. So I just want to say thanks to you, because you're freaking awesome. Okay, today we're going to jump into the gap. And this is something that I felt like I lived in the gap for years, potentially decades, well, at least a decade. And the gap is, you know, inverted commas, I'm missing something between where I am and where I want to be. I just haven't worked that bit out yet. So I've sort of heard it this week in the context of money, like, oh, I know that I'm meant to be abundant, but I just haven't worked out the piece between where I am now, like I know the knowledge, and actually being abundant, like actually experiencing it. And this is what I want to talk about, because the gap comes up in so many conversations that I have. So I want to talk to you a little bit about the gap. Number one, we understand energy, you know, as listeners of this podcast, you understand energy and you understand that where your focus goes, energy flows. But what specifically does that mean? Well, that actually means that the energy, your vibration, your aura, your photons, your light is focused on something. Okay. And that thing that you're focused on, you are therefore attracting towards you. Now, this, the thing about the gap is something that the mind makes up. It's like, understand the brain. So the brain needs evidence. It needs evidence to transform a habit, and everything that we do basically is a habit, right? So it needs evidence. So the brain or the mind says, oh God, I'm in this space in the middle where I know where I'm going. It's like I have all the information, but there's something missing to get there. And the truth is that there's nothing missing. It's just that the brain is like, where are the steps? Where are the exact things that I need to know, do, have to create, manifest what I want to manifest? Now, the truth is that the actual focus on the gap is keeping you in the gap. Okay? Because the thing that human design teaches you, teaches us all, is to start to trust ourselves and the universe at a much deeper level. And when we are in trust, trust is all about putting faith in the journey. When we put faith in the journey, there is no gap because we're in the journey. You see what I'm saying? So number one, if you feel like you are sitting in this place where I'm here, my goal is there, but I'm missing something. You're missing nothing. It's just that you're focused on what's not turning up yet. Okay? So what do you do about it? Well, number one, the brain needs evidence. Yeah? So what you do is you give yourself evidence every day of how you're moving toward that goal, how that habit is changing, how you are calling in more manifestations. You know, like everybody else's brain, mine does this too. And it's called deleting, distorting, and generalizing. You've heard me talk about it before. And my brain does it as well. But what I've learned to do is build the habit of noticing when things are coming. So right now I'm playing this awesome game with someone I'm working with she gives me three things to manifest, and then I go and I manifest them, right? And last week it was, lemons, a purple car, and a cat in a tree, like a white cat in a tree. And so when I set out on the first one, it was like the lemons appeared within like maybe 2 hours. Then the purple car, it was a purple hatchback, right? And she'd even said, oh, wow, I don't ever see purple cars. And instantly when we were talking about it, I had a picture in my mind. And what happened, it turned up really quickly, actually, within about 48 hours. But as I was getting to manifesting the purple car, right, every time a maroon car drove past, I'd be like, just is that purple? And he'd be like, no, that's maroon. I'm like, And instead of going, like, my brain wanted to go, see, it's not working. Like, the mind wants control. Like, so it's going to focus on what it knows for certain. And that old habit or that old belief was, oh, see, it's not working. But instead I chose to go, cool, that's evidence that it's on its way. Because it's a kind of purple hatchback. And sure enough, within 48 hours, the purple hatchback turned up. So what I'm saying is that when you notice the gap, you want to flip that gap. The gap is the time where you want to be building evidence that there is no gap, okay? That you're focusing on your growth, that you're focusing on you know, a great exercise from a human design point of view is to, let's say you've set yourself a goal. So I have, this week I have, what's on my manifesting list? Oh, unsolicited contact from an old friend. So someone I haven't spoken to for a minimum of 12 months, right? So this is what I'm manifesting. And this one really feels like it's kind of like there's nothing I can do because like it's unsolicited. So I, you know, did my little meditation and it feels really easy for me. And then last night I had a dream about a friend I used to be great friends with, but haven't spoken to for many years. And I had a dream and he was in it. And I'm like, it's on its way. So it's starting to practice and build the muscle that these things are already happening. Because one of the challenges I believe with a lot of the manifesting that we're taught to do, that we're told to do, is that we're told to act as if. Now, the acting as if only works if you're feeling as if. So if you have a highly analytical mind like I do, you don't actually feel as if, you feel as if you're pretending as if. So the way I get around it, and this is the way I work with it, is actually those external clues. You know, feeling into what it would be like to get an external clue. So that's bridging this feeling gap. This is choosing to put my focus on what's here, so that then I can start to feel into being as if, feeling as if. Make sense? So obviously the big question on all of this is money, okay? So we're all trying to manifest money all the time. It was definitely something that for years I had so much energy focused on becoming abundant. And if I'm honest, I'd focused on that gap for, I don't know, like 12 years, could have even been 15 years. And in the 15 years, there was very little growth. In fact, although the income increased, the outgoings increased faster. So we felt like we had even less, even though we were making a lot of money. My true abundance came when I actually stopped focusing on it. You know, I focused on what are the things that make me feel really abundant. And number one for me is time. Number one is time. So if I feel under time pressure or that I don't have enough time to myself, it's really weird. My bank account reflects it. So my advice is that when you're feeling this gap is lack, okay? So you want to really tap into what feels abundant to you, okay? So as I say, for me, it's time. One of the things that I do to practice this is, and my little mantra at the moment is, be organized, be early. Because when I'm organized and early, oh my God, I feel so abundant. And absolutely, the money comes. And it was when I transformed and shifted my life, this is even before human design, to structure my day to honor my own self-worth and what I needed and how I needed to recharge my batteries, that my abundance started to turn around. Now, the other big shift for me was when I did learn my human design and I understood that I had solar plexus authority, so emotional authority, which meant I had to slow everything down. Now, being a manifesting generator with a 3420, I am very fast. I can be very busy. I can do lots of things and I can go to a million miles an hour. But just learning about this, you know, defined solar plexus, this emotional authority, and the ability to make better decisions when I slowed down, my abundance took off, absolutely took off. And that's, you know, now I look back, reflect on it, and work out how it worked, how it happened. And the reason why my abundance shifted was purely because I slowed down. Like it's like I didn't even focus on money itself. As soon as I honored abundant time, so giving myself time to make decision or giving myself time to do the things I wanted to do, or giving myself time by saying, oh, I'll give you an answer tomorrow instead of trying to answer people's questions, demands in the now, then all of a sudden I felt more abundant and everything else came. Now, the other thing about this is that when you slow time down, when you're choosing to see the results and the growth, and you're giving your brain evidence, you also really start to live aligned to your soul. Because remember, the soul, I often say to people that the soul is a gentle voice that is easily overridden by the ego because it shouts. So when you give yourself that time and that space and take your focus off the gap and put it back onto your growth, then all of a sudden things start to shift. So on that note, what I thought I would do is just give you a little bit of a journal prompt, or maybe a little week-long experiment to do with the gap and potentially creating a bit more abundance in your life. So what I want you to do just for a week is I want you to focus on something small that you want to manifest, and something that doesn't feel like a stretch, like something that feels relatively easy. Then once you've spent, I don't know, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, just sitting and imagining it and feeling into what it's like to have that in your life, then I want you to just spend a week consciously choosing to A, know that this will manifest, B, to listen to your authority instead of your mind, let it guide you to this manifestation. Each day, just write down a little bit of evidence, some sort of result that you've got that day, an external clue. It could be evidence that it's coming because something like it came, but it's not quite that. It could be someone talking about it. It could be all sorts of things. But anything that is a result, anything that is showing you that this is on its way, write it down. And then the last thing is just to notice when your focus goes onto the gap and gently bring it back to the growth. Okay. And once you're back on the growth, then you're going to see this manifestation come into reality a lot quicker than you realize. You know, I think the biggest thing for me that really changed my perception of manifesting was that, you know, I was just trying way too hard. And when you understand your human design, like, it is literally taking you in the direction that you need to be going to manifest everything, right? Or the best direction for you to be manifesting. And the reason why it's doing this is because it's listening to your unique vibration. So really practicing that strategy and authority, you know, responding or listening to urges if you're a manifester, and then listening to that authority, and you will find that you get there so much quicker than focusing on what's missing, because there's nothing missing. There is no gap. There's just your brain trying to fill in the pieces it doesn't know. But it's for the universe to fill in those pieces, not for your brain, not for your mind to do. It's for the universe to fill in those pieces. You are perfectly, perfectly where you're meant to be. Okay, everyone, that's it for me today. I just wanted to give you some insights on that gap and get you focusing elsewhere. And that little journal exercise for a week to practice some manifesting using your human design. So simple, so basic. But again, it's building the evidence that you can create results really easily without all the hoo-ha that you may have created in your life to get to these results. Okay? Well, thanks everyone for joining, and I look forward to having you on the next podcast. Bye for now. Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.